This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Tuesday morning, Junks listeners in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Maybe you're listening on the free Odyssey app. If you don't have that, download it, put it on your phone. Take the Junks on the go. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Just go to cropmetcalf.com. If you need info on how to become one of their five-star technicians, I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you follow me on the Twitter. At Cakes Flops on my very seldomly used Instagram. Joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up, Johnny?
Hello, good morning to you.
Johnny Cakes.
John Paul Flame wearing the district edition of the Wizards hoodie today.
They got their 10th win last night.
Very good.
They did.
And Eric Bickle, that is your Junks foursome.
Hey, buddy.
On this late February Tuesday.
Didn't feel like February yesterday, man. What a beautiful day that
beautiful
was.
Beautiful day. It was weird.
Take that all day long. 62 degrees, maybe 63.
I don't know if it got quite that high for us, but it felt like it. It got cold a little bit, though, when the sun went down, like around 3:30. I think today it's going to be even warmer. So today and tomorrow are going to be spectacular.
Take advantage.
Today's going to be mid-60s. Tomorrow's going to be, it's going to feel like high 60s because it's going to be sunny.
Very good.
Trying to get out on a golf course tomorrow.
I hope we're over the real extreme temps.
Yeah.
I hope so too.
What's the Thursday sitch looking?
Oh, it's warm, perfect. Warm but showers.
I have my tax appointment on Thursday. My yearly appointment with one Richard Simmons.
All right. Nice.
So, I'll have to see how the tax thing goes.
Have you been checking off boxes and acquiring all of your
I keep all of my paperwork in one spot in my office, and I know I'm always missing 2 to 3 pieces of paperwork whenever I show up. So I always get sent a list of things
that you didn't bring
that I need to follow up on.
What a pain in the ass.
Every year, like clockwork.
I have to say Dina's a saint because I haven't really handled that in 15 to 20 years.
Taxes?
No, I don't handle it. And she...
not surprised.
She handles it all. So, I mean, I don't see any of the paperwork. I don't know what she's bringing. I don't see any W-2. I see nothing.
You're my wife.
Yeah. Yep.
We're completely separate, opposite, you know?
She just handles it.
I can't even imagine a world in which I would be asked to do my own taxes. Like, it would I might just die. I might just choose to not live anymore.
Or just be one of those guys that just doesn't file.
Yeah, and just hope, you know, like, I can outrun the government.
Right. Who was the actor who didn't file for 10 years?
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. Wesley Snipes.
I think John McAfee claimed he didn't pay taxes for the longest time, too.
All right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I would eventually have to learn, but I would not be happy about it.
Yeah. It's a huge monster pain in the ass. My mother's 88 years old, and she's, you know, kind of struggling to get around. She's got to worry about her taxes.
She does her own bit?
No, she doesn't do it, but she's got to accumulate all the paperwork.
Sure.
You know, to give to the guy.
Freaking nightmare.
It's a freaking nightmare. Yeah. It appears to be, anyway.
I would guess. Yeah. I guess I would just lean on, like, TurboTax or one of those services.
Yeah,
and just do
a nubs job.
Yeah, I would do
the minimum.
The bare minimum.
Figure it out.
I guess.
My brother does his own taxes.
Yeah, I mean, some people are into that. I think one of my brothers might do his
own. Maybe it's just I'm stuck in, I remember watching my dad do his taxes back in the day, and he was miserable. Now I understand this. That's doing taxes back in the 80s, all by hand, not by computer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now you just feed numbers into a computer, you should be good.
Yeah, but it's a miserable doing any sort of homework assignment. Believe me, I have to do homework almost every day with Isabella, and we have a deal.
So out of that,
where she kind of gets ready first. Like if she has swimming in the evening, one of the first things she does, she gets home, is put on the bathing suit now, so it's not a fight later. But the second thing, besides if she has to go to the bathroom or something, is do the homework.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest, already at second grade.
Challenging.
There was stuff about rectangular prisms. I mean, it was geometry.
Oh, yeah. Math.
Early geometry.
Not doing that.
I had to go to my phone and use a cheat sheet.
I mean, of course. I told my kids, I said, I can help you with English and stuff like that. But when it comes to math, I tap out. When you get to middle school, there's no chance I can help you with your math.
I don't even think as they get older they're going to need you because they just use Google and AI
sure.
It's all there.
Yeah, you know? I mean, she actually told me that. Yeah. She already, I can tell, is inheriting something that many of us had where you cut corners.
Oh, sure.
So one of the assignments yesterday was read a passage three times.
Yeah.
And then there were questions at the bottom, so it's reading comprehension. Mm-hmm. And I could tell she's just reading the questions and then looking for the answers to underline and not reading the passage. And she's supposed to read it three times, and there's little boxes to check. She read it once, did the questions, and was going to move on. I said, no, you got to read that thing three times. Work on reading it out loud.
Mm. Oh.
And so it became like a little fight.
Remember those days?
But eventually, she did read it three times.
That's another thing my wife did. She helped the kids with homework. I wasn't really great with that.
Wasn't your forte.
I wasn't great with that. Maybe with my first.
Yeah.
A little. To kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Not
I mean, maybe
really.
You can help your kids learn about the masters. Or something. I mean,
my area
really,
of expertise.
You gotta really drill down and find the specifics.
Something I would actually know. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to actually study up on and get fired up for this combine here. As it approaches, and I mean, it's here. Guys are showing up and getting interviewed and all that. And I was listening to Kimes Pod as I was driving in. He had a couple nuggets I thought were interesting. I don't know if they put out this list preemptively or you find out later. They might put it out at the time as it occurs. But he noted that one theme with this Peters regime is every single guy they drafted, and including – he mentioned undrafted free agents like Sam Hartman. Every single one of them, they had a combine interview.
Mm-hmm.
So
they got to know the players.
They don't draft you if they don't get a chance to interview you.
Okay.
That's an important
part.
That
makes sense.
So we could just, if that list is available,
we
just look at who the 40 guys they interview and go, all right, well, it's down to these guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember, they also bring in players. Last year, they did the Top Golf bit. So they'll bring in players to Commander's Park. Last year, they had 22 of them, and then they took them golfing, and we joked about how, Jaden's swing was versus Drake May's swing.
Yeah, yeah. He said all but one of them, the combo was actually combine interview and pro day. There was only one guy that didn't do the pro day, and that was because they saw him at the East-West Shrine Game. Hmm. Now, the other interesting thing, I thought, it pointed out that, remember, the whole 2021 debacle and everyone, being scared to go outside and not allowed to go anywhere, that they didn't have the combine in 21. And so, kind of to Ron's defense, I don't know, but Jamin Davis didn't get an interview. those guys, they did an interview.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, what year did Haskins come out? Was it 20?
19.
I think it was 19.
Oh, it was 19?
Right. Because Ron came in 20 and he inherited Haskins.
He inherited Haskins, But Jamin, for sure, he
couldn't
said,
Zoom interview Jamin Davis?
They might have, but they didn't get a sit down in person.
Okay, well, I mean, you can still interview somebody over your computer. Now, it's not the same as sitting in the room with them, but.
Right. I'm not saying that they didn't do that, Gakes. Yeah. But he just pointed out that they didn't have that one-on-one time.
Would an interview been that helpful? Would he have said, hey, guys, I'm going to suck?
Yeah.
Because that's what Jamin Davis did.
It's not that. It's just that they get you on the board, and they really see your knowledge of the position. And John was really talking about sort of, you know, some of these defensive players in particular, like their knowledge of all everybody's responsibility, especially when you're drafting a linebacker.
Look,
you want them to not only know your position, but other guys' position.
And the interviews are important for that. I think that last year, in particular, Quinn spoke of brotherhood and culture, and Peter seemed to be on board with that. And I think that's really what they're trying to get at.
I think all that.
With the interviews.
I think all
that. They just know what kind of kid they want.
They want a certain type of kid, but they also don't want a moron. They want somebody
they don't want a moron.
Yeah.
They want someone talented, obviously. But
and then John actually said that
they know what kind of kid they want.
That this free agent group is not super highly thought of. It's not like a super crazy good. And he doesn't expect them to make a big splash. He expects them to be along more the lines of Tyler Biadasz signing.
Middle of the road guys.
Well, Frankie Louvu, like guys that are maybe a little underappreciated, or they're not, you know, they're not the Khalil Macks of the world. They're more, you know, guys that can really help you, but they may not be big name
it's
guys.
It's hard to argue with the first go around because the first one was pretty successful with Eckler, Ertz, Bobby Wagner, Louvu, Biadasz.
Yeah, they all fit.
It was a pretty good class that he brought
in. And the draft. I mean, I saw CBS Sports ranked everybody's draft, and they had the Commanders number one with obviously Jaden Daniels, but also Sandstrom and Coleman. So they had three starters right there.
Just sitting on Jaden Daniels should make it an A+.
Yeah.
An A++.
Right.
Like everything else that you hit on is gravy, but you found a franchise quarterback.
Still interested to see if they do make a move. It wouldn't be considered a big splash, but maybe going out and getting a Cooper Kupp, that type of player. You know, someone that's a little bit beyond their prime. Not someone that's five player.
I think he's going to sift through the bargain bin once some of those high price guys, like maybe Kupp is released, or Christian Kirk is released from Jacksonville. Like I think he's gonna go shopping down that aisle too.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised. Interesting.
So it might not be a big splash based on a typical definition.
Yeah,
but I think they're going to go out and get a bigger name.
All right, coming up on the show today on a Tuesday, we've got Ryan Wilson, NFL writer for CBS Sports. He's in Indianapolis covering the Combine. He'll be on the show at 7 a.m.
We haven't talked to Willie in a while.
And we're also going to talk to Barry Zwerluga, the Washington Post columnist. We'll talk Nats and Caps with him. That's coming up at 8:40 right here on The Junks.